difficult, get a bit closer.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Thanks for putting in your original submission, which we've already read. But you're welcome to speak to that and highlight key points. I see you've tabled something here.
Oh yeah, it just came in the mail the other day, and I was just wondering how many of you councillors get a letter like that.
Well, two of us aren't councillors, so I never get a letter like that.
I'm probably, Lloyd knows where I come from. Lloyd knows what I talk about. Lloyd tries to keep me quiet. I never really turn up at these submissions or anything like that. I don't put any applications in. But I have, and I did for that one, for the storage plan for the effluent and the water from the 1st of May to the 30th of September, I think it is. I run a farm that's got 450 cow consent. I've got 320 cows on that, and I have done for the last 20 years. I've tried not to overstock it. I'm self-contained. I use these pads that are on the farm. I've made two of them. It gives me the facility of putting 100 cows on each one. Mm-hmm. They're in two different corners of the farm because I sort of felt that I could either cart all my food to one spot and then spend diesel carting it all out, or I can have short hauls to put it out on the pasture. The problem's probably NPK, which is nitrogen, is the biggest issue that everybody seems to be talking about in this water plan. Can I ask one question that I aren't clarified on? If we have to pond this stuff, is urea, sustain, eco-N, is it allowed to be put on in this time period?
Christy, see, we don't answer questions.
No, you don't answer questions, no. Well.
We're here to make sure that we understand your points of view.
Well, this is my point. I'm pretty sure that this urea, eco-N, it's all the same shit. It's the same stuff. So, except mine is a, if I can keep putting my stuff on, mine is an organic process, whereas eco-N is a fossil fertiliser. It's petrol pulled out of the ground and tipped all over the farms.
Yeah.
So, why is one allowed over another? Why are we at this place? Scientists have pulled us to this place because farming is led by science. Science is, you know, I drag the chain a lot to farming because I stay where I am because I want to be self-contained. I want to look after myself. But I'm not fully organic. I mean, I'll use spray where I need to use spray. My pasture management now is such that I'm actually back at just ploughing paddocks over and fallowing them. Not fallowing them, but you know, we'd leave them about a month before I replace the crop for the next winter. My fertiliser program's gone on to mainland minerals. But yeah, I try to take a more of a natural line through this. So. My consent at the moment is such that I could. It only works if I can get out on the good days through the winter to apply fertilizer, to effluent, scrape my pads, and put it out as a raw product.
Yeah.
The raw product can actually the benefit of it that I have found since I've put these pads in is I can do 13 hectares from my 100 cows that are on 13 to 15 hectares of area from either pad. By putting it out through the winter, whereas my other 80 to 100 cows are on Swedes, they'll put all their effluent on 3 hectares. So on that side of it, I can put it out and get more area done.
So just in terms of that, are you talking about Rule 38 and the restriction on the May to September?
Yeah.
So what's happened there is the officers have reviewed all the submissions and made recommendations to us. And they're recommending that that date restriction be removed.
Okay.
Yeah, so in terms of your submission to us, the two things you were concerned about, one of them, the staff have recommended removing those date restrictions.
Well, I haven't had any information to that whatsoever. So.
No, it's called, they do what's called a Section 42A report, which is a section under the RMA where they do a report to us summarising the submissions and recommending changes. And that's what they've recommended to us on that rule. So just to let you know, if we accept that recommendation, your concern would be addressed on that matter.
Okay.
Good.
Good. Because it was under the situation, obviously, I don't have any trucking out to grazing. I don't have... but one of the other questions I'll have here is that we're going for a water plan and then you have an air plan. By doing what I'm doing, I'm also having to run more tractors and more diesel and more fuel to the air. So you know, if you get everybody else that's trying to contain effluent, it just doesn't work. Storage of effluent doesn't really work. When I first came to South, and I was actually on the Borstal farm, we had to break it in. Or didn't break it in, I went into Tasman Agriculture. We pulled a pond, we'd made a new pond in an area where there'd been a ditch system. Mm-hmm. I'd actually been driving over that area. When we actually started working in it, we took that much crust off the top. There was cow effluent underneath that I could go up to my knees in, which had just been covered over. So effluent doesn't break down unless it's put out on the top of the ground.
Yep.
So that's probably what I come for. So if that has happened, that will... there's a lot more concerns. Lloyd knows I've got a lot more concerns, but
yep.
It's not part of what I've submitted, so I assume those questions can't be answered.
Aye. And in terms of your other submission point, which was the number of feed pairs you should be allowed to have on your farm, we've had lots of submissions saying, hey, it's not the number that counts, it's how well they run or not that's important.
Mm.
So we're very much aware of that issue as well. But I'll see if we have any questions for you, Maurice. Any questions?
Not really. I was going to ask about Rule 38, and the Chairman's already explained the change. But one of the things that's still in there is about you not being able to apply the effluent when the soil, when the ground is saturated with water, basically. And so can you tell us how you decide whether or not it's suitable?
I'm actually fortunate enough that I've actually got quite a gravel pan underneath my property. It's down about this far in places, and it's down a couple of metres as it goes across. So I have to choose which area I do. And then we monitor it, because the ponds that we're emptying are emptied with a tractor and a PDO-driven pump, and we use K-line irrigators. So we sort of run it for a bit. Yeah, if the water starts to look like it's starting to puddle on, you know, just onto, that's it, we have to move. We move them on. But there are days, if we had water like we had, they've had in the North Island in the last 6 to 12 months,
yeah.
How would we get on? Well, the ground would be too saturated to put it on, and B, the ponds would be flooding over.
Mm.
It won't do it. Mm. We can't, you know, so the more ponds we put in, we're still going to run the same problem that farmers do.
Right.
The pond will always be full. You know, I mean, you can have a 90-day storage pond, but as soon as you put 20 days in it, you're back to 70 days. So, you know, so that's that problem. And if we get a prolonged period, we can't put it on. I don't put it on. So, I mean, we were planning to do some irrigation in the last 2 days, but this morning's upset all that. We can't go out and do it. If this puddle's on the ground, you can't do it.
So you use your judgment rather than, because the Environment South has a lot of...
With all due respect, I try to farm the best I can. I haven't got time to... It's like the last man said, the more time we do paperwork, who's doing the farming?
Yeah.
Nobody, you know, we've got nobody doing the work.
Okay.
So we have to choose when we do it. So.
All right. Thanks very much.
Anything else?
No questions from me. Thanks.
Eric?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
And Lloyd.
Thanks.
Oh, you're not going to question? Oh, Lloyd.
I've had a number of questions in the past, so because of our relationship, I won't ask any questions today. You may.
I'll ask one question, if I may, before I go. Is this whole plan creator-led or environment-led? Is environment evolution led?
I know, Mr. Christie, you need to ask someone in the council about that. I come from nature and don't work for the council.
Oh, I know where that place is.
Yeah. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.